Late as it is, the 2017 spending bill has a lot to like for federal contractors, even if it doesn't contain money for a border wall. There's lots of other border spending and projects throughout the government. We get an assessment from Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And I guess, Larry, no matter what time of year the budget comes out, when it's a real official budget, it's got to be good news.
It is good news, Tom, even though it's this year. We're 51% into the fiscal year by some estimates. That means that we're going to have a lot of activity compressed into the last part of the fiscal year, but the upside is there will be activity. Congress has implemented appropriations bills. DOD gets a little bit more money. DHS gets a little bit more money for certain things. And some of the cuts that were expected for civilian agencies didn't materialize. So that's good news for agencies that have critical needs they need to meet. It's good news for contractors who want to help their agency customers meet those needs.
For the people in information technology, are the Exhibit 53s still a good potent source to find out what agency spending plans are?
They are. Look, and you're, of course, referring to some of the things that come out in the traditional president's budget. And while there's a difference between what comes out in the budget and appropriated dollars, those Exhibit 53s are still good general guidelines. They tell you what the priorities are. They tell you what the needs are. They're a good place to start.
And with all of this uncertainty about 2018, how can a contractor best capitalize on 2017 and try to build some momentum such that if there is another, when there is another continuing resolution, that they can have some carry forward beyond October?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Tom. We are going to be looking at a continuing resolution at least until December to start 2018. But that's off in the distant future for now. For now, if you're a contractor, I think there are two things that are a good idea for you to do. One is hopefully by now you've had your vacation because now is the time for you to do business. And the second thing is try to get as many projects initiated now during FY17 as possible, ones that need appropriated funding anyway in order to have them go forward. Because if you start projects now, if an agency starts it now, even when a continuing resolution hits, they'll be able to keep that project going because it'll be going to support, those funds will be going to support something that's already been started. And that's the significant difference between continuing resolution money and actual appropriations money. From now until September 30th, Tom, all federal agencies can use their appropriated funds to start something new. And there are a lot of priorities out there, whether it's something like cybersecurity and IT or figuring out how to better manage your agency assets per several of the administration's executive orders. There's plenty to do. The key is to get those projects started now so that when we hit that hiccup at the beginning of FY18, you'll still be able to do work on them.
In other words, start things that can be continued under a continuing resolution.
Exactly.
You mentioned border security specifically in your blog, and of course, Congress, the Democrats managed to convince everyone to not fund any part of the wall. But there's been virtual wall work done for decades almost, and some of that is still there. And that's got a lot of IT content.
Well, certainly, Tom, there is a virtual wall. There's physical wall, which not everybody understands, that's already in place along part of the border. Those types of in-place infrastructure are still going to require support. Probably the biggest thing that's going to happen immediately is Customs and Border Protection are going to hire a lot more agents. If you're in IT, why do you care? Well, those agents are going to need technology to help them do their jobs. They're not going to just put these people in nice uniforms and arm them to the teeth. They're going to need the technology and other support services required for them to actually fulfill their duties. So there's going to be some reason to be happy about that outside of the fact of whether or not you're a personnel firm providing the actual bodies.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and you also point out that there is some seriousness from the Trump administration regarding federal management. We've got the executive order on cybersecurity finally signed. Prior to that, some reorganization discussions and centralization, business-centered approach. So you're optimistic.
I'm optimistic, Tom, because in the short term, there are going to be a whole lot of internal studies that agencies have to do. That's really the upshot of the executive orders that you're referring to. The end analysis, the output of those reports are going to be things that talk about how do we make better use of resources inside the agencies? How do we reduce duplication, improve efficiency? These are things that professional services companies are ripe for being able to help their federal agency customers with. So there should be some good opportunities now, between now and the end of the fiscal year, on making recommendations on current structure forces and how those forces could be restructured to get better outcomes. Similarly, in cyber, there are going to be reports that have to be done within 90 days of the issuance of the cyber order that show what the risk profile of each agency is. And again, I think IT contractors probably would be able to help their customers in the CIO world. CIOs probably would want help in order to put together a risk profile. And of course, that's due in short term. So that's another good opportunity.
At some level, though, a lot of what is being asked of agencies is not completely different from the what was asked under the management architecture, also comprehensive, of the prior administration.
Right. So I think that's probably why you haven't seen CIOs walking around town, staring at the tops of their shoes, Tom. While it looks like it's a lot of work, and it is, you want to be able to give your new bosses a good report that shows what's current. In some cases, it won't take a lot to bring that information current because it might already reside in some shape, having been maybe only a year old.
And you also have an opinion about what might happen with category management at the General Services Administration.
Well, I think a lot of people, including myself, were wary of having category management survive the transition from one administration to the next, particularly with the change in parties. That type of thing doesn't always bode well. And yet, it's not just GSA, it's the Office of Management and Budget as well, that are still embracing the category management concept that was begun under the Obama administration. For the simple reason is, category management at its core is about creating a more functional operation with fewer moving parts, with less overhead, and less duplication. So GSA certainly continuing to work on its own in terms of category management, whether it's IT or professional services. But even above that, on a government-wide basis, while it's not in the headlines all the time, there's still a lot of work being done across agencies, centralized inside the Office of Management and Budget, to drive the efficiencies and work at identifying the efficiencies that can come from a category management exercise. So it's alive and well, and it might actually come back into the headlines, although perhaps with a different name to reflect new owners.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. We'll see on that one. Hey, thanks for joining me.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll post a link to his blog into this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.